Well, what's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Lower Price on My Baklava. And the baklava now is a little bit better when it ships out, and I'm gonna tell you why. So, for those of you who don't know, I'm selling my baklava on Amazon, and I also sell them here on the truck. I sell them for $5 a piece. I read all your reviews, I got all your feedback. I know some of you guys out there were saying it's a little bit too expensive at $35 for six of them, and that there was no need for me to like double box them when I put them in a vacuum seal. So I was able to lower the price by $3, and I was able to actually ship it out to you to taste a little bit better than before, and I'm gonna tell you why. Number one, because you guys bought a lot of baklavas from me and I got good reviews from you guys, Amazon made us a featured seller. Once you become a featured seller, Amazon tends to lessen their commission. So the money that Amazon is no longer taking from me, I sent to you guys, meaning that you guys are getting the savings. Okay, that's number one. Number two, as you guys know, I double boxed my baklava. Each box cost me $1. So since I don't have to double box my baklava anymore, saving $1. So now the money that I was wasting on Amazon commissions, the money that I was wasting on using an additional box, I'm no longer wasting. So now the price of baklava went down from $34.99 to $31.99 because of that. And again, that's due to the fact that thanks to all the people who bought and left great reviews, I'm a featured seller, so Amazon's commission tends to go down a bit. And because I'm not using two boxes, I'm only using one box to ship the baklava in, and the baklava is going to be vacuum sealed, so we don't even have to worry about it getting spoiled or getting destroyed, unless somebody like fucking throws the box down and decides to like jump on it. But other than that, we don't need double boxes. So here's how the baklava is gonna taste better. Okay, guys, so here's the deal. When I used to do the baklava, because I was being very, very safe with the baklava in the beginning, okay? Once I get the baklava out of the oven, I would put it in the refrigerator so I can ship it out the next day. Now, here's the thing, okay? You're not supposed to put baklava in the refrigerator unless, of course, you plan on keeping it in there for several weeks. Now, actually, you can keep baklava in an airtight container like this one for 2 weeks easy before it even begins to go bad. So what ends up happening in this case, dudes, is that now what I'm doing is that I am putting the baklava in a case. Oh, I think I might have to have a customer, guys. Talk to you in a second. All right, guys. Sorry about that. That was actually a lady who was driving by, and she saw us, and she decided to come on in and talk. She loves baklava, believe it or not. I didn't sell her one because she's like, damn it, I just ate. You know, again, they didn't know we existed until she was driving by. But anyways, going back to what I was telling you guys, how I'm making the baklava better is that when I get the baklava out of the oven, I put it in the refrigerator because that's how you store it for months. But you don't have to do that, you know. You can actually leave it in an airtight container like this for up to 2 weeks, and it's still gonna be perfectly nice and fresh. So you guys obviously can't smell it, but I can. The smell is really good, really good. So by having the baklava out like this, guys, not only is it fresher, it's better tasting. It's a lot better for the baklava to be out in an airtight container than it is for it to be in a refrigerator, okay? Now, again, guys, when I started doing this, I wanted to be on the safe side, you know, because I didn't know how long is the baklava gonna stay here, you know, a day, a week, a year, I didn't know, you know. And also at the same time, I'm like, well, it's better off in the refrigerator than being out in the open. But no, I read the science, because unlike Coach Bishpil, I believe in science. And
all the signs said, you know, because this is Filiudo. You know, for those of you who don't know what Filiudo is, I'll show you. This is Filiudo over here, guys. You can buy this from Walmart for $5 from Walmart, okay? This is Filiudo, okay? So this baklava is made with Filiudo. So as you guys can see, you got... Because here's the thing, you know, I'm not going to open this up because once you open it up, you should use it. I'm not going to open it up, but there are two rolls in here, okay? There's two rolls in here, okay? The first roll I put on the bottom of the baklava. Then I put the nuts and pistachio walnuts. And then the second roll I put on top of here. Now, a lot of people, they usually would have it layered. They'd usually have two or maybe three layers of nuts. With us, we only have one layer of nut in the middle. And the reason behind that, guys, is because one of the things I took notice here when people were eating the baklava here at the food truck is that they would open up the baklava and they would put a scoop of ice cream in it, which is really tasty if you ever did that. And some people, you know, they like to take small bites out of it. They like to use a fork and knife on it. So I'm not gonna touch the baklava, okay guys, for obvious reasons, but my baklava is not hard, okay? My baklava is a little bit on the soggy side. And again, the reason why it's on the soggy side is because, well, first of all, it has a lot of honey on it, so it's very, very sweet, which is what people love. And the second reason why it's very, very, well, it's not very soggy, but it's, you know, it's more on the soggy side than on the dry side. And the reason why it's on the soggy side is, again, people just want to be able to, like, cut it, take small bites out of it, shit like that. So, yeah. So what I'm doing now, guys, is that for the baklava orders, I'm not putting them in the refrigerator. I am leaving them like this out in the open. Of course, you know, they're gonna be sealed. You know, I took the cover off just to show you guys. So this is wax paper, okay? Nice and clean wax paper. So the baklava is not directly on the plastic, it's on the wax paper. And yeah guys, so this is how my baklava looks. So obviously unrefrigerated baklava is better than refrigerated baklava, and that's because refrigerated baklava, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a chemist, but I can tell you guys that unrefrigerated baklava is superior to refrigerated baklava in both taste, appearance, and feel. You know, when I took this food truck to be renovated back in the middle of July, I actually left baklava out in the refrigerator, of course, you know, because it was out, because this truck was parked for 2 weeks, there was no electricity. So even though the baklava was in a refrigerator, it was like 80-90 degrees in there because the truck was parked outside in the hot Florida sun. When I came back from Colombia, I was still able to eat the baklava with absolutely no problems. So it's woefully obvious that baklava can actually be left out in ambient room temperature as long as it's sealed in a box like this or vacuum sealed for several weeks, believe it or not. So the good thing about that, guys, is that when I ship it to you, if you're in California, it's gonna take about a week to get to you. So by the time you guys get it, it's still gonna be tasty, okay guys? So realistically speaking, guys, from the time this baklava comes out of the oven, you have about 30 days to consume it before it starts going bad, as long as it's left in ambient temperature, of course. So in conclusion, guys, yeah, my baklava is $3 cheaper. It's down from $34.95 to $31.95. as you guys can just saw a minute ago, it looks a lot better simply because it's not refrigerated. When you refrigerate it, it tends to get smaller, it tends to shrink up a little bit, it tends to, you know, it's not you should only refrigerate baklava, guys, as if you want to store it for a long time. But if you're gonna eat the baklava within a couple of weeks of it being manufactured, just leave it outside, dudes. Just leave it outside in an airtight container like this, okay? Since I ship all my baklava, since all my baklavas are consumed within a couple of days, I don't even have to leave it in the refrigerator. You know, in the beginning, I left it in the refrigerator because, again, I don't know. Is it going to be sold in 1 day, 1 year? I don't know. But, you know, now my baklavas, you know, thank God, are getting sold in a matter of days. So I'm just going to put my baklavas in airtight containers like this from now on. If I'm going to ship them to you guys, I'm going to vacuum seal them. They're not going to go into the refrigerator anymore. Let's see, what else? Oh yeah, some of you guys been inquiring on the pita chips. So this is the pita chips over here, guys. We just got them in. This is a 1 pound bag of plain pita chips. Now, admittedly, I'm eating the whole goddamn thing. You know, I'm really not supposed to get high on my own food, but it's so damn good, dudes. So here's the thing about the pita chips is that I used to do the pita chips myself. However, when you do pita chips, because it's not a complex process, okay? It's just that it's an arduous, time-consuming process. We found a co-packager, okay? A co-packager is a manufacturing plant that does products to your specifications, okay, guys? So this over here, okay, this pita chips, and let me take one out because, again, I'm testing it, quality control, you know. Okay, this is a pita chip over here, plain, okay, you know, there's garlic, there's za'atar, but this is plain. It's really nice. This is it tastes really good, dudes. Like I said, this is a 1 pound bag. I pretty much ate almost all of it, so you know it's fucking good. So what the co-packager does is that they do foods to our specifications, okay, guys? So this bag of chips, which eventually is gonna go Amazon, it's not made by me, because baklava I can do myself, okay? I can do baklava myself, okay? You know, 12 pieces of baklava, that can last on this truck for 2 or 3 days. But for me to make 1 pound of pita chips, how many breads do I have to, like, cut up, bake, shit like that? It's just, it's pretty much a, it's just not a feasible process for me to make pita chips, okay? It's much better to go to a co-packaging company and be like, hey man, this is the bread I want, this is the flavor I want, go, okay? Which is what I'm doing now. So hopefully, guys, this hopefully this pita chips, you guys are gonna see it on Amazon probably within 2, maybe 3 weeks, God willing. I'm also making hummus. I make pretty damn good hummus. In fact, let me show you. Yeah, this is the hummus I make, guys. This is handmade by me, okay, dudes? This hummus, yeah, look at that, dudes. Look at that. Handmade hummus. This shit is better than any crap you'll ever buy at fucking, I don't care, you know, Sam's, Walmart. This is the best shit you'll ever buy. And here's what I can't put this on Amazon because it has to be cold, okay? So this shit ain't gonna go on Amazon. I'm actually gonna start selling, directly on my website to you guys. I can sell you 1 pound of hummus for maybe $12 or $13. I can sell you a 1 pound bag of this probably for $10. So I'm gonna figure out, you know, if I'm gonna ship to you guys, I'm gonna ship to you
second day. I'm going to ship to you USPS priority. That way you guys get it within 3 days. USPS priority is about, what, $20? So, and you get it within 3 days. So, yeah, guys. So, what I'm going to start shipping to you guys directly from this truck is going to be hummus. It's going to be baklava. It's going to be pita chips, okay? You know, maybe I can give you, like, a sampler. Here's some hummus. Here's some baklava. Here's some pita chips, you know. Maybe sell it to you for, like, $40 with shipping, you know, and which is still going to be a good price. I think I'm going to do that. On Amazon, guys, the baklava, this baklava, guys, it ships from the truck. So when you guys order, let's say an order comes in right now, right? I have about 8 baklavas in here, okay? So let's say an order comes in right now on Amazon. I'm going to take 6 of these baklavas, vacuum seal them, drive half a mile down that road, and take them to USPS, and that's going to be the end of that for us, okay? So the baklava is going to be on Amazon. That's shipped from the truck. These guys over here, these pita chips, eventually are going to be on Amazon, and they're going to be fulfilled by Amazon, not me. You know, FBA stands for Fulfilled by Amazon, where you send shit to Amazon, and then Amazon fulfills it with Amazon Prime and what have you. So, yeah, but the hummus, guys, that has to be shipped from the truck because it has to be refrigerated, and there's only a certain amount of time hummus can be out and about. So I'm probably going to, and if you guys out there own a restaurant and you want to, like, buy wholesale baklava, I'm talking, if you guys legit speaking, if you guys out there own restaurants and you legitimately want to buy, like, bulk wholesale baklava, handmade, my prices can get very competitive, okay? Like, right now, let's say if one of you guys said, hey, Amr, I want 3 pounds of baklava. Because you guys need to understand, okay? See this filio dough? Okay? This filio dough is, this is sheets, okay? This is 9 by 13, okay? This filio dough over here, guys, this filio dough, this is 9 by 13 sheets, okay? So, that can yield about 3 pounds of baklava, okay? So, if you guys, so what I can do, guys, like, each of these baklava, I sell them for $5 on the truck. So, let's say you guys wanted 12 baklavas, okay? I can actually sell 12 baklavas on Amazon for a little bit under $60 simply because as an Amazon featured seller, they're not taking that much commission out of me like they used to. But if you guys, like, legit wanted to buy, like, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 plus pounds of baklava, my prices can get very, very competitive, okay? For example, the co-packager that we work with for our pita chips, he can sell 6 pounds of baklava for like $65. I can probably compete with the co-packager dudes, okay? So if any of you guys, like, legit speaking, wanted to buy wholesale bulk baklava, I can probably do 6 pounds for about $60. But that's gonna be for legit distributors. That's gonna be for restaurants, okay? This is not gonna be for an individual person. No, if you're just an individual person, you know, the best I can do is 3 pounds of baklava for 3 pounds of baklava for $60 on Amazon. But if you wanted to do, like, legit wholesale of my baklava, I can do 6 pounds for, like, $60, okay guys? So I can get real competitive with my baklava. And yeah dudes, that's really about it. I might also start selling, now I was gonna sell some of the bread that we have on the truck. I was gonna sell it, but nah, I'm really gonna sell baklava, hummus, pita chips, and that's about it. That's really all I can. Oh, garlic sauce, dude. Let me show you my garlic sauce before I end this video. That's my Starbucks coffee, man. Let me show you my garlic sauce. This is my garlic sauce over here, dudes. This is my garlic sauce, man. This shit is good. This, dude, I'm telling you, man, this is the best shit you'll ever have, man. This is my garlic sauce right here. Let me see if I can pour some for you guys. Yeah, that's like my little personal cup here where I eat shit. How am I gonna do this? I'm not left-handed. Yeah, that's enough. Yeah, just to show you guys, that's enough. That's enough to show you. Okay, I'll worry about this one later. Yeah, dudes, look at that, dude. Look at that garlic sauce. Look at that garlic sauce. Yeah, look at that. Nice and creamy. Put that with the pita chips, dudes. Damn, that's good. Now you guys know why I gained 20 pounds by being on this motherfucking truck. Damn, that's good. Damn, that's good. So, that's another thing I'm gonna be selling, guys, is gonna be garlic sauce. I'm telling you guys right now what I plan on doing, God willing, of course, is that I wanna sell hummus, garlic sauce, pita chips, and maybe baklava in one box for, I don't know, $50-$60, you know. Maybe I'll do that. What do you guys think of that? What do you guys think if I gave you 16 ounces of garlic sauce, 1 pound of pita chips, 1 pound of hummus, and maybe half a dozen baklavas, all for about $60, maybe $70, and that includes 2-day shipping. What do you guys think about that? Let me know in the comment section. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace.